Okay, so you're getting ready to study abroad, which is so exciting. You've got your acceptance letter, you're picturing yourself on that campus, and then it hits you the IELTS or the TOEFL. It can feel like this massive oral exam standing between you and your dreams. I've been there. Those speaking sections are a whole different ball game.
Yeah, they can be pretty intimidating, right? Especially because it's such a specific skill set. It's not just grammar rules, it's thinking on your feet, expressing yourself clearly, understanding different accents. And the clock is ticking the whole
Just
time.
like all those years of vocabulary lists just go out the window when you're
Exactly.
staring at the examiner trying to sound intelligent. So how does a platform like SoundBranch help with that?
I
Or makes
love
it different?
SoundBranch has this voice-first approach, which is really interesting.
Tell me more.
They've created a platform that's like a simulation for real academic life, focusing on the spoken interactions that you'll have at university.
So it's like a simulation. What does that look like in practice?
So imagine you're prepping for a seminar, let's say on climate change. SoundBranch might have you listen to a short lecture from a professor, just like you would in a real class. Then it prompts you to record a response, outlining your key takeaways, or maybe even debating a point from the lecture.
Interesting.
So it's about replicating those spontaneous moments, but in a structured way.
So you're kind of practicing thinking on your feet. So you're kind of practicing thinking on your feet. That's really cool. It's like you have a dress rehearsal for those nerve-wracking academic interactions, but it's in a safe, low-pressure environment. And is there like a feedback mechanism? How do you know if you're actually improving?
SoundBranch uses this combination of AI and trained language coaches to give feedback. So you get that instant analysis of your pronunciation and grammar from the AI, but then you also have the option to get more nuanced feedback from a real person on like your fluency, your coherence, all that.
That hybrid approach makes a lot of sense. It's like having a personal tutor and a digital language lab all rolled into one. I remember when I was prepping for the TOEFL, it was always such a struggle to find someone to practice speaking with.
And that's where this asynchronous voice messaging comes in. They've really tapped into
Tell me more.
a major pain point for language learners, that pressure of always having to be on for live conversations.
It always felt like I had to clear my schedule and mentally prepare for this big event just to get a little bit of speaking practice in.
With this asynchronous approach, you can fit in a quick practice session whenever you want. Respond to a prompt on your commute. Practice your argument for a debate while you're making dinner. It's all about just integrating language learning into your life.
Rather than it being this like separate daunting task.
So you've sold me on the voice-first approach and the flexibility. But let's talk about practicality here. How does SoundBranch actually help me get those scores that I need on the IELTS or the TOEFL? Those exams are expensive.
They are a significant investment.
And the last thing you want is to have to retake them because
Exactly.
you didn't quite make the cut on the speaking section.
And I think that that's something that SoundBranch really understands. Because remember how we were talking about the simulated seminars and lectures? Well, those directly translate to the kind of fluency and coherence you need to ace those speaking sections. It's essentially training.
It's like you're training yourself to think critically.
SoundBranch is giving you the practice tests that the textbooks always seem to skip.
And when you add in that personalized feedback and the emphasis on real-world situations and the flexibility, you're looking at a tool that could be a real game changer, especially for these spoken language hurdles.
And speaking of hurdles, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Let's do it.
The cost of studying abroad.
Oh,
It's a
yeah.
significant financial undertaking.
It
And
is.
those tuition fees are not getting any lower.
No, they are not the source material that we have here. Cites tuition fees for UK universities that range from £10,000 to £38,000 per year for undergraduate
That's
programs.
just tuition.
And that's just tuition. We haven't even gotten to living expenses yet.
And from what I've heard, it's even pricier in the
Oh,
US.
absolutely. In the US, we're talking $25,000 to $35,000 on average at public universities for out-of-state students. And if you're thinking about a private institution,
yeah,
be prepared to shell out upwards of $70,000 per year at some of those top tier schools.
Wow. Okay, suddenly those language exam fees are looking a little less intimidating.
Right.
Even if they're not exactly pocket change.
Exactly. And I think that brings us back to why mastering these language requirements is so important.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about passing a test. Yeah. It's about protecting your investment in your education.
Right.
Failing to meet those requirements could mean delaying your studies,
mm-hmm.
missing out on scholarships, potentially jeopardizing your entire study abroad experience.
So investing in a platform like SoundBranch
mm-hmm.
could be seen as a way to safeguard that investment in your future.
Precisely. It's about maximizing your chances of success,
yeah.
both on those exams and in the demanding academic environment.
So it sounds like SoundBranch could be really helpful
yeah.
for anyone who wants to study abroad.
Mm-hmm.
But let's zoom out for a second.
Okay.
We've talked about the IELTS, the TOEFL tuition.
Right.
But what does a platform like SoundBranch tell us about the future of language learning?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think this shows how technology is changing education.
Mm-hmm.
We used to only learn languages in a classroom,
right.
focusing on grammar and writing.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that language is about speaking.
Yeah.
Using it in real conversations.
It's like we were stuck with textbooks.
Right.
While real language was happening in conversations.
Exactly. And that's what SoundBranch gets, right?
Okay.
They connect the theoretical with the practical.
How so?
They give learners a safe space to try things out,
mm-hmm.
to make mistakes and find their voice.
But literally.
Yes, literally.
It's like SoundBranch is a language gym.
Ooh, I like that.
You work out your conversation muscles.
And like any good workout,
right.
it takes effort and consistency.
Of course.
But SoundBranch makes it more engaging, more accessible, and more effective.
So they make learning a language fun.
Well, at least less intimidating.
Right.
And I think that's important for anyone listening who might feel overwhelmed by language learning.
So to wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember about SoundBranch?
I'd say if you're serious about learning a new language,
mm-hmm.
don't be afraid to try new things.
Okay.
Step out of your comfort zone.
Right.
And use your voice.
Love it.
You might surprise yourself.
SoundBranch gives us a glimpse into the future of language learning.
It really does.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone.